Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here today. Today's show is a little bit different than what we normally do. We are having a cleanse. Tomorrow, Denny will be on the show. Vern will be on the show. We'll get a national baseball person. But you know what? The baseball team has a day off, and we kind of just need a day off from them. They lost every game last week. Some of you went out there this past week. I know you did. They averaged 28,000 people each night for the 6 games that they had. It was Jack Caglione Day at the K. They had Alex Gordon Day. They had a bobblehead doll for Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, this was a very important homestand. In a lot of ways, it felt like the beginning of summer out at Kauffman Stadium. They lost every single game this week at home. They had a team meeting. It's been a bad week for the hometown baseball team. Over a 7-day stretch, the Royals lost a series to the White Sox. Their best pitcher went on the injured list for the 3rd time. Their top prospect still hasn't hit a home run yet. They got swept by the Yankees, going 0-6 against the Yankees. They also got swept by the Athletics. The Athletics, who had lost 14 consecutive road games, 14 in a row. They came to Kansas City, ate our barbecue, went on our Ferris wheel, and smoked the Royals. So I just need a day off from them. I do. I need a mental and physical and emotional break from the Royals. I only want to do things that make me happy. Like listen to clips like this.
I turn and look, there's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Do you think the Royals have a lot of dogs? Do you think they have enough dogs? Because I've seen them hit. It's very much in question if the Royals have enough dogs on their team. They need some more dogs. That's what we've learned. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about them today. It can only upset me. Let's just have a cleanse today. Let's have a woosah. Let's start over. And then tomorrow we'll come back. Rob's favorite sport is soccer. Don't let Rob fool you. Rob, I guess, likes Kansas basketball. He dabbles in football. But if you ask right now, Rob, of all his teams, who would he like to see have... he rather see the United States go to like the Elite Eight in the World Cup than see KU win the national championship. What he desperately craves is for the United States to be good at soccer. I'm starting to think, Rob, that's never going to happen. And it's not going to be because we lack athletes in the United States. We certainly have enough good athletes. I'm starting to think it's because nobody can really identify why we're so mid at the foosball. Here's Alexi Lawless, who might be the number one soccer voice in America. He is the number one soccer voice. Here he is. He's trying to explain why the United States is struggling at soccer. Listen to this answer.
I think that it is relative to the unique aspect of the United States. Okay. Mm-hmm. We oftentimes talk about our diversity, and we talk about it in the fact that it is, you know, one of the advantages that we have and one of the great things about our country. But with that diversity comes diversity of thought. If I go and ask 100 soccer people out there, what's beautiful soccer? I'm going to get 100 different answers, and it may be based on ethnicity, where you grew up, even geography, all of these different things. So I've argued that the homogenous nature of some other countries and cultures, just in population, in terms of the size, are much more manageable, and there is a collective understanding, and more importantly, an agreement in this is how we're going to play. Mm. But getting 11 men to represent this great country of 350 million people and all be on the same page, that is very, very difficult. I've argued before that maybe our best route to actually being better from a men's perspective in soccer is actually being more exclusive, not being as inclusive, in that if you went to, I don't know, the New York metropolitan area or Southern California, maybe that would be better in terms of an understanding. This melting pot fallacy that I'll be the first to admit I bought into, and I'm not saying it can't happen. It just takes a lot longer.
I don't know enough about soccer to diagnose what the problems are with United States soccer. I certainly know there appears to be enough interest in the United States in being good at soccer. We certainly have the facilities to be pretty decent at soccer. We have all of the things that I'm not arguing that we should be the best soccer country in the world. I don't think that. They certainly can be much better than what they are. They didn't qualify for the World Cup. What, 2 World Cups ago? They're never a threat. They never have a chance of being a threat. You know what the United States is in soccer? They're a mid-major. That's what they are in soccer. They're a mid-major. And not like Gonzaga. They're not like one of those teams. They're not Boise State kind of mid-major. You know what they are? They're like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm trying to think of the team. Illinois State. That's what they are. They're Illinois State. They're Evansville. That's what they are. They're Evansville. They're an okay Mo Valley school. Not Drake. Not even Mo State. No, they're Evansville. That's who they are. They're Illinois State. Rob, your favorite team is Illinois State.
Okay, so a couple things. One, first and foremost, do not refer to Alexi Lawless as the number one soccer voice. Alexi Lawless is a clown. That'd be like me saying, you know who the best reporter on the NFL is? Mike Florio.
I don't know who else. Better. Okay, but I'm telling you is, for the person like me who's a casual, I don't know who else talks about soccer. Because every time we play our clip,
yeah, because he's saying the stupidest things. That's why we play the clips. We don't play a lot of Mina Kimes in this show. Not because she's not great at covering the NFL. It's because we play the takey react.
Okay, then I'm
Taylor
asking
Twellman is the answer. Taylor Twellman covers U.S. soccer.
I don't ever hear him.
Play
some audio from. I never hear from him.
Taylor
I don't
Twellman's
know who he
one.
Is.
I would probably tell you Clint Dempsey is two. I would hear an argument for Stu Holden being two. Those Men in Blazers is probably in the top five. It is not Alexi Lawless as number one.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
He just says the loudest things.
Forgive my ignorance. I didn't know. I apologize.
So that's number one.
I didn't mean to upset you.
That's first and foremost. Two, we know the problems with U.S. soccer. People who like soccer can identify the problems. The power structure that runs the federation is broken. They act like they're not broken, but it's broken. And I think the powers that be at U.S. soccer are more interested in having their best players be successful in Europe at the club level than they are being successful at the country level. You look at Spain, you look at Italy, you look at England, there is a pride in playing for country. The people who run U.S. soccer are more proud of the fact that Christian Pulisic plays at AC Milan. They tout like you wouldn't believe that Weston McKennie's at Juventus, but they don't seem to care about the wins and losses when it comes to the actual country playing matches. Right now, they are playing matches, and they are doing a terrible job promoting it because the federation is not well run. We know the problems, and I thought, to my chagrin, it hasn't happened. I thought after a cataclysmic failure to not make the World Cup in 2018, when they fired the GM and fired the president, maybe we'd see some wholesale sweeping changes. Nope, they hired from within. Then they hired a manager whose brother was part of that power structure, and we just have the same conversations on a loop. There is no doubt this era of U.S. men's soccer individual players are the most talented we've seen. They're playing at the highest levels in Europe. Trust me, they love to tell you about it. But as a collective, there's no energy, there's no passion, there's no care about country. They do not care about the crest on their chest. They just care about, ooh, look how good I'm doing at Barcelona. And that is the major problem with U.S. soccer. Not Alexi Lawless saying it's too inclusive and we need to be more exclusive. That is a nonsense comment. It is actual power structure that be at the federation is run incredibly poorly.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the reason U.S. soccer is in this position is because they'll never get the top athletes. Now, sure, you are right. The top athletes in this country are never going to play soccer. You're right. We got to get the best athletes to beat some of the countries that they pretty routinely lose to. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Rog. The last time in the World Cup, they lost to a country that had fewer people than the state of Kentucky.
I mean, the Netherlands is a soccer power, so it's a little bit of fun with numbers.
No, I'm not talking about I'm saying in the last World Cup,
when they were
getting smoked by these little small countries, they were losing to those teams. So it's not just that the United States loses to Brazil or France or England. They're losing to other programs, other countries that you would imagine, hey, you got enough physical ability to be able to keep up with them. So again, maybe they'll never win the actual World Cup. I feel like they should be competitive. I feel like they should be in the mix. Nobody's saying that you got to be Ohio State in this. They're not even K-State. You can't be K-State. K-State, you know, sometimes they win their league. You know, they're always hovering around. K-State has those two or three years. It's like, man, you know what? That was a great Kansas State. Hey, well coached, get the most out of it. Why can't the United States be Kansas State football? Why can't they be that?
It's because, for your analogy, in the analogy, Gene Taylor is more interested in the fact that Avery Johnson one day is going to go pro than he is his success at Kansas State. The people that run U.S. soccer, the people, the nameless, faceless suits, the corporate entity is not interested, for whatever reason, in winning on the field. The last three coaches have all talked about major complaints they have with the power structure. And guess what's changed? Nothing. We've had Mauricio Pochettino, who's the coach now, who I think very highly of. He only complains about how it's run. Jurgen Klinsmann couldn't stop complaining about how it's run. And Greg Berhalter only complained after he got fired. And you know why he didn't complain? It's because his brother's one of those people. So yeah, it's the people in charge. For a Chiefs analogy, you can't only be so mad at Andy Reid and the players on the field if Clark Hunt and Mark Donovan weren't interested in winning. You would eventually point your ire at them. And that is what is happening to U.S. soccer. And the problem U.S. soccer has is, because it is a once every 4 year sport, people like me who all year try to point and flash a light on the failures, there aren't enough of us. Too many people like you enjoy the 4 year event and they don't point to the problems. They disappear for 3 years and we come back and we have the same problems.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.